This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Ramos out to left center. Not deep. Coming in to make the catch on the run. That's Lucas. And that's it. Another win for the hottest team in the American League, the Toronto Blue Jays,
are
flying high, and they sweep the Giants. The final score on this Sunday, 8-6.
Lucas, the vice president of hate.
Oh, it's good stuff. Film on Mike. Dave Fleming is well on the call. Roku Sports Channel, whatever. But Dave Fleming's going to be joining us in about 27 minutes, our Giants insiders. The Giants have lost five in a row. Coming out of the All-Star break, getting swept in the Great White North in Toronto. We're one of the hottest teams in baseball, by the way. Those Blue Jays. Yeah.
10 in a row at home?
10 in a row. Their home numbers, they're 35-16.
How are we?
They don't lose there.
How are we feeling about the home run jacket?
I kind of like it.
Did you guys like it?
I kind of like it. Well, who started it? Was it Miami with the chain, the turnover chain? They started this whole thing.
No, I love it.
And then it came into baseball. And then, you know, hell, do we have it in basketball? Do we have another version? Probably not. They don't even need any more ego boosters in basketball, actually. Let's just keep anything away from them.
Now, remember, the Kings light the beam.
Oh, that's right, the beam. That's cute. They still do that? Is that still a thing?
Well, they lost Summer League Championship yesterday.
Oh. The high-level loser,
do the A's
bro.
Light a beam, too, in Sacramento? Do they do that? No. And that's going to... I'm not going to do it. Shout out to those on YouTube. Brought to you by First Net.
That's here. PG&E, Bean Lit.
For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask.
It's a tied-up game.
For Cal financing at the dealer.
It's an even-up score.
You're going to get me in trouble.
Well, look, let's just call it a... She's the worst broadcaster in baseball. Okay. I mean, Jesus Christ. Why are we afraid to say it?
I didn't say it. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Speaking of things that are driving me insane... you know what? You're not a girl dad. Carter, Sam, you guys don't have children that I know of.
JP Money just became a girl dad.
Congratulations to JP Money. That's awesome. Tommy Call, a former producer here, he had a boy, but he has a girl too. But it's dad problems when it comes to brushing the hair of a 2 to a 3-year-old girl. I don't know what gets into the hair that turns it into a rat's nest back there.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's just, there's stuff that the detangling, I wash the hair, I condition it. And yet when I try to brush the hair and I'm using the detangling spray, I'm using everything. And yet I'm being as gentle as possible. And it turns into bloody murder. Whenever she screams, whenever I just attempt to brush it at all, Joe, it sounds like I'm in my apartment complex and I can't brush the hair because it sounds like I'm hurting my kid and I'm not trying to. What are the answers to this, Joe? Can I just shave the head? Why can't I just shave her head? Is that okay?
Sinead O'Connor?
Yes, why not? Rest in peace.
Or was it Amber Rose? I'm trying to think of a more like
I don't like
modern,
that comp. For,
I know,
for
but
Nora.
I apologies. No, I did not mean it like that.
No, I know. You I'm kidding.
No, now I feel really bad.
Joe, it's okay.
But I was
we
trying to think of like
about it. It's
modern
okay.
people, women Pinkett who shave their heads.
Yeah, Jada Pinkett Smith. There you go.
There you go.
I think alopecia is a part of that. So actually, you know what?
You want to get slapped.
You want to get slapped. Wow, dude.
It is funny how, like, and I was explaining this. I was having a conversation with Carter about, like, hand-me-downs and stuff. But, like, we do this thing because I went and visited the baby in the hospital.
Yes.
JP Money's baby. And, like, hey, you got to sanitize your hands and wash this and wash that.
First kid.
What?
Is this his first kid?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, dude, that all goes out the window after about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks.
There you go. And Benny was a pandemic baby, so even we were more so like, oh my God, everything's got to be clean. You're at the station, you got to wash your hands. All right, sure. And then as soon as, like, you know, we start reintroducing him to society, what happens? He gets sick immediately because all these other kids, like, are coming in. And then that's what daycare is, right?
Yes.
You expect your kids to get sick, and that's what happens. You got to build up the immunity as we're going, you know, Joe Rogan again and immunization, and we're doing all that, doing my own research stuff. But we were talking about, sorry, you're laughing about it. We opened the show talking about the moon.
I love Rogan. I get a kick out of him. I don't think everything that he says is on the money. And it's entertaining. I don't think much. I just throw it on the phone and I play video games.
Are the Giants entertaining to watch right now for you?
At times.
What's entertaining about the San
Francisco
Giants?
Well, Willie Adames having a 2 home run game on Saturday. I was like, we needed that. Like, I think, you know, that was good. And then seeing Jung-Hoo Lee get a pair of hits yesterday, that was a nice little bloop single. Too many grounders, though, for me, just overall. And I think that people have, like, we're almost having a Kuminga-like conundrum when it comes to Jung-Hoo Lee. No one is saying he's the worst player in the game. But he's also not some, like, stud. And I think that the Jung-Hoo Lee crew needs to, like, smell the roses here and, like, put your feet on grass and feel reality. Watch the at-bats. It's a lot of weak contact. He hits a lot of ground balls. I went down this Baseball Savant rabbit hole, which is an advanced metrics website where you can kind of break down, you know, where people are and what are they doing and what hits are they getting and what type of pitches do they come on and what counts. I mean, you can get as drilled down as you want. The point is, he hits a lot of weak grounders to first and second base. Where do teams play him? To hit a lot of weak grounders, either up the middle or to first and second base. And he hits a lot of pop-ups the other way. Mm-hmm. Until he really makes the adjustment and commits to hitting the ball on the ground the other way, you're going to see a lot of frustration with these Jung-Hoo Lee at-bats. So it was good to see him get a nice little bloop single the other way. That's a step in the right direction.
I just need the plate discipline to improve mightily. Like, his on-base percentage is .315 right now. It's one of the worst on the team for, like, everyday guys.
I know.
It's really bad. And it's not to say that the other Giants are doing really well at that.
No one is.
Like, they're all awful, quite frankly, when it comes to that. So 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text.
Like, if I would have said, hey, Saturday and Sunday, Chapman's going to hit a big home run, and Adames is going to hit 2 home runs, you think you'll win one of those games.
Diddly-poo.
So there are some positives, like, right? Like, I look at it right now, and I say to myself, look, Chapman needed that. It felt like him missing time came at the worst possible time for him and the team.
And he knew he was going to have a little extra motivation, his old club, right, in Toronto.
Yeah.
Cup of coffee there.
Adames, it feels like the bat is coming around. Jung-Hoo Lee, nice series. I'll take it. You know, it is.
Something to improve upon, hopefully, going forward. Maybe, like, talk about things. Like,
if we're going to be positive about it.
Yes, no. But if we're going to be positive about, like, if Jung-Hoo Lee could have a, you know, kind of production that he had in the first month going forward, how huge would that be for this offense? It would be massive.
100%. We were talking about guys who could be pitching options for them just anywhere. Tristan Beck, that's a good outing for him. Now, you need to put a couple of good outings together. Yeah. I didn't know he went fully bald, by the way. I mean, he, like, went so Mr. Clean.
Oh, he won Jada Pinkett there?
Yeah, he did.
Wow,
but Tristan Beck, you know, good step forward. Spencer Bivens.
Wow, dude.
Not so good. Ryan Walker, not so good. You know, when was the last time Robbie Ray and Logan Webb had back-to-back starts where they both got touched up? I can't remember one.
No, it doesn't happen off. That's going to be a one-off for me. Now, if it happens again, then we're going to have some problems. But that, for the most part, those guys have been dynamic this year. Even in the loss, like, can they get some run support for some of these guys?
So, did this series mean more to you? What did it mean? that Toronto's really good or the Giants are really bad right now? I'm not letting you pick the middle.
I think both things could be true, that the Blue Jays are playing first place baseball and the Giants right now are playing, you know, last place baseball. That's not a last place team. And maybe the Blue Jays are a first place team. Maybe at the end of the day,
I underrated them.
If I was gonna bet on who wins that division, I'd still probably lean Yankees. But the Red Sox are right there as well. And we'll see with the Blue Jays. But I think the Giants right now, for the last month really, are amidst a horrible offensive stretch, and they need to shake it up. What does that mean? I don't know. But we got 10 days till the deadline, Joe. And we got football happening in a couple days. Veterans are reporting in Santa Clara on Wednesday. The Giants right now are four games over, but they're teetering on me becoming out of sight, out of mind, back of the mind kind of a thing, because we have the San Francisco 49ers approaching. And what happens after football? Basketball is going to happen. All right? So I need the Giants right now to kind of right the ship, win this series in Atlanta, calm everything down. Got a huge series this weekend coming up against the Mets, right? So, yeah, they need to bounce back in a huge way, and it's going to happen tonight potentially with Hayden Birdsong. Talk about a massive start for him. Hey, can you stop the bleeding, Hayden? This would be a huge win if he can get one. Huge!
Against a lot of righties in this lineup. I'm looking at this team right now, and I think there's one guy that I circle, and he's just been so underwhelming. And it's not that he hasn't produced a little. He has produced. How many chances have you had where Devers has had an opportunity to drive somebody in a crucial inflection point in the game, and he just comes up short? Either hits a line drive, a pop-up, a strikeout, a ground out. He just doesn't deliver. It feels like he has had six or seven in the last, I don't know, six games, moments. Like, hell, this is the moment in the game.
Right.
Devers could become a Giant. And he just, for whatever reason, can't get that big knock.
Feels snake bit at this point a little bit, but also, like,
it's discernment.
But it just, the discipline at the plate, top to bottom with this team, is driving me nuts. And I think it's driving Giants fans everywhere nuts right now. And it goes back to, I keep getting Pat Burrell, I keep getting Bob Melvin and Managing Matters and all this. Yes, that is true. There was a lot of comparisons to be made this weekend between what the Blue Jays lineup's able to do and what the Giants lineup is able to do. And they kept, you know, Alex in Atlanta. I've gotten a lot of DMs, a lot of people saying, like, hey, why can't the Giants be like the Blue Jays? Well, let's also keep it a buck. Vlad Guerrero would easily be the best hitter on the Giants.
Who had not hit a home run since June 28th and hit one yesterday.
He's batting .278 though this season.
There were questions about his bat.
Right. George Springer has been a pretty freaking good player and consistent as hell.
Absolutely.
Right?
Barger went 6-for-11 with two home runs this week. I never even heard of him.
Oh, yeah, Addison Barger just crushing it. Dave Fleming had a great call of him just hitting a second decker yesterday. Alejandro Kirk, one of the best hitting catchers in all of baseball. Right, Bo Bichette, constantly batting around .275, .280. Like, that is a really good team, okay?
It is.
Like, just don't compare yourselves to them because you're not hitting, right? What you can control is the pitching going forward. And right now, you know, it was humbling to see Robbie Ray and Logan Webb get hit around like that. That was humbling. We expected it a little bit from Verlander, which sucks at this point, that we expect that to happen. But you don't expect that to happen with Robbie Ray and Logan Webb. That's why it makes this Hayden Birdsong start massive. It makes this Logan Roop start massive tomorrow. You come out here and you lose a series against the Braves, it's hard to take me serious. I can't take you serious going forward. Like, how am I supposed to take the Giants serious going forward if they lose a series against the Braves and the Blue Jays coming out of the break, right?
No, it's a valid point. I think a lot of Giants fans have already given up. I've seen a lot of people over the weekend just wave the white flag. I'm not ready to throw dirt on this team yet.
Okay.
I know it's at their low point. I sound insane. I get why people would be punching air right now, talking about, oh, Joe, you sound like a homer.
But I
really do like this team.
They're 2.5 back still of the wild card. So, like, as much as I want to, like, bury this team, like, you can't.
I don't think,
like,
you are burying
them. Okay, good.
I don't want to sound like I am.
I'm just trying to be realistic.
No, you are being realistic. I think the thing that anyone can come on today is, like, I don't know about the Giants today. Like, that's a, the data is in your favor right now. Yeah. They're an under 500 team since their 8-1 start.
They have a plus +37 run differential, so, like, they're teetering over being slightly over 500, which their record would indicate. They're four games over. They're 52-48, and that kind of feels about right for what this season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's just when you look up at what else is going on in division, you're frustrated because you have an opportunity to kind of cut the deficit here and you haven't done anything.
There's no dominant team. I thought Jeff Passan had a great tweet yesterday when it comes to like, hey, there's, you know, high paying payrolls out there. There's, you know, bottom of the payroll lineups out there. There's the Brewers that are right there that have all of a sudden been red hot. They're right in the top of their division in the NL Central. You got the Dodgers spending a lot of money. Even though they're reeling, they're still in the first. Oh, you got the Padres. It's a really fun year for baseball because it feels wide open, which I think is why a lot of Giants fans, as you just alluded to, are feeling like, man, if we could just get something. And they thought Devers was going to be that, right? They thought Devers was going to be that dude, and he hasn't been.
I just, as we approach the deadline, and I see a lot of people just, got to go all in on this year. I want to make the playoffs.
Of course.
I think this team could still make a dent and get into the playoffs. I do. I really do. But I also think that whatever they do at the deadline cannot be hyper-focused on just this year. I think this team, more than any other team that is like kind of in the mix right now, has to take the long-term approach. And so whatever you go get, I think it's to kind of reset your AAA roster, meaning I would be willing to trade Luciano in the right deal or Matos in the right deal. Heck, I would even be willing, if I got a team-controlled player for multiple years, I would surrender Ramos in the right deal. He is not untouchable to me. I like him. I want to keep him. But I also recognize you have to give to get, and you don't have a lot to give.
No.
Your cupboard is bare.
No.
But like as I look at this, I would love to get a team-controlled starting pitcher with multiple years under team control at the deadline. That would help me for this year. That would help me in my rotation next year. Look in AAA. I don't know where Wisenhunt's at. I would take the Birdsong approach with Wisenhunt in projecting for next year, meaning if he's a fifth starter, great. But boy, I don't know if I rely on that.
I mean, you can. I mean, we just saw case in point, Kyle Harrison, right?
Yes.
You just never know when it comes to these young prospects. By the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. We are streaming on that platform all day long. Monday, I was going to say through Friday, but also Saturday when you got the orange and black weekend wrap. Sam Lubman, welcome back. We missed you, buddy. Sam Lubman crushing it on his time off. And coming back, by the way, booking John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer. It's nice work. It's brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We got Dave Fleming, the voice of the Giants, and our 95.7 The Game Giants insider joining us in 12 minutes. In the meantime, let's go to Steven in San Francisco. Wants to touch on what the Giants are doing right now after they lost five in a row. Steven. It's the longest losing streak in all of baseball right now. Steve, what's going on with the Giants right now, buddy?
Hey, how we doing, man? You know, I think, honestly, man, it's just one of those things where we have a team, a roster with some good players, right? And we brought somebody in who was, like, on the cusp of being, like, a game-changer endeavors, and he just hasn't really, you know, it hasn't come to fruition with that, right? And I think it was kind of similar to what people were beginning to expect with Jimmy Butler when we got into the playoffs. Like, oh, he can carry us through a series. And it's like, no, you really can't, right? And I think maybe it's just one of those things where you have a solid roster that just seems to be across the board not playing very well, at least in the batter's box, right?
Yes.
But again, you know, it's one of those things where you have the players who can do it, so it's like we're just waiting for these guys to pop. And hopefully they start popping at the same time so that way we can actually make a push, right? Because if not, like you said, a lot of times, you know, as – Giants fans, like, unfortunately, recently we've been used to some mediocrity, right? So it's like maybe it's once again, right? And then real quick to touch on that girl dad with the hairbrush.
Yeah.
I have a daughter. She's now a teenager. I have another one on the way.
Well,
another daughter on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. What you got to do is start from the bottom and work your way to the top. Right, because if you start in the middle, start at the top, it's pulling all these hairs, and hairs kind of stretch a little bit, especially when it's wet.
Wait. I want to make sure I'm clear on this. On the bottom, do you mean closest to the scalp or farthest from the scalp?
You're talking about
shoulders.
From the scalp. Yeah, the shoulders, right? Yeah,
the bottom of the hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Start the bottom of the hair, pull downwards. That way all the knots kind of get pulled out instead of you tightening a knot, right? Because, like, when you pull from the middle, the hair kind of twists and stretches a bit. And it just makes it worse.
Steve,
I learned that one.
No, that's a great. That is a great call right there. I need that. This is what I'm talking about. The dads looking out for the other dads right there. The girl dads of the world. Because I don't have my hair that long. You don't have that hair that long. Well, maybe I should have asked Sam Lubman how he combs his hair. He would have known. But that, now you know. You start from the shoulders and then you work your way up. Because I got to tell you, like, if we have pancakes at all, or there's anything syrup related, it's somehow getting in the hair. It just is. It turns into a bleep show. And I'm the bad guy. I feel like I'm the worst dad in the world because she's screaming bloody murder.
For serving pancakes.
I'm just trying to be nice. I got a little pancake maker that makes them little penguins. They're really cute. I got little penguins and a little snow action with some powdered sugar. It's great. I do some good stuff. But then eventually the syrup gets in the hair, Joey. And then I got to wash it out. And I feel like I'm a bad guy.
Let me give you some analogy on like where the Giants are at right now. Anybody can relate to this, yeah. Whether it's a car or a home. We've all had, like, hey, we're going to do some work on, yeah. I'm just going to use a house analogy. All right, we're going to do some work on the house. And, you know, you think that when you buy a house, like, oh, it's got good foundation and you know, it's good to go. Some houses are turnkey, meaning you buy it and you can move in right away and everything is amazing. Those are called mansions.
Yeah.
Those are excellent, right?
Yeah.
Some are with great foundations and they're ready to go and you look at them and you're like, hey, this is a fixer-upper, but it's got good bones, mm-hmm. Okay? I think that the Giants situation was way more bleak than I anticipated. I did an appraisal on the house. I thought the foundation wasn't bad, but Then when I rip the walls off, I realize there's dry rot everywhere, and actually the foundation's chipping underneath the veneer, and we need to do some serious, serious work here.
It's one of those houses where you keep seeing those signs like, we buy ugly houses or whatever. It's one of those houses.
John buys Bay Area houses.
John, or it's Ray. Like, I always think it's funny because there's one like, Ray buys bad houses, I see it, and that's my brother's name, so I always like send it to him when I see it. Like, but it's one of those houses, what you're saying.
I just want Giants fans to understand, when Buster took over, he took over probably midseason last year. It was kind of clear, like when he had to step in on the Chapman extension, which happened in August or September of last year, that should have been our indicator Farhan was done.
Okay.
All right. He retained Matt Chapman, who was going to leave. He brought in Willy Adames.
He did.
All right. Now you can say Joey overpaid on both of them. Sure. They didn't have a shortstop or a third baseman. All right. They had Logan Webb already in place. They had Robbie Ray already in place. So that's four guys right there. He traded for Devers. All right, now you have five guys. Look at their farm. There is not much. To be drafting 6-7 years in a row, not trade away one prospect, and to only have Bryce Eldridge and nothing else that anyone else really covets in baseball is almost impossible to achieve. That's what Farhan did. So all you Farhanites are like, well, you actually left him in a better place. There were some nice things, some decent, like Fitzgerald's nice, a decent player. Like
you said Farhan,
fringe guy.
Farhanites, like it's a cult, the cult of
Farhan.
Well,
they're like the termites of this particular house analogy. But like, look, think about this. They signed a 17-year-old. A 17-year-old. He's their second best prospect. That is how dry the cupboard is right now.
That's not good.
The well is dry. And so, Posey is, yeah, kind of starting from scratch on both the big league roster and the farm system. I underrated how far this remodel had to go.
Dave Fleming, 6 minutes, voice of the Giants. John Smoltz, who joined us last hour, kind of alluded to what you're talking about. Buster Posey trying to kind of thread this needle of farm system and the veterans. Right, yeah.
But I think what Buster Posey is trying to do in San Francisco, if I could give him a big standing ovation, I would do it, because he's trying to balance all the things that the game is now, what it was then, and bring both together and try to have that balance. And I think in the long run, San Francisco is going to be way better. We all know that that 1 year place and plug, every decision seemed to be right. They had that unbelievable year, and then you start thinking that's the matrix and that's the success. It's impossible to have success like that every year. You've got to have stars. You've got to have players that play every day. You can't always have platoon. You can't mix and match. You can't make every right decision. I've said this for years, and I think people would think it's crazy coming out of my mouth. Take a casual fan from the stands and let him manage a game and try to lose. Just try to lose. Try to make every wrong decision, and you know what's going to happen over time? You're going to win some of those games.
And that was John Smoltz, the Hall of Famer, who joined us last hour. If you missed any of that, YouTube or the Free Odyssey app, some really good stuff there. He talks about Buster, he talks Devers, Verlander, he also talks Barry Bonds, whether or not he should be in the Hall of Fame. Really good stuff,
Joe,
with the Hall of Famer, John Smoltz.
Joe, the guys that we would be willing to trade in these deals, like, right? Meckler was their pick, but Luciano, Matos, those were signed by Bobby Evans.
Yeah.
Like, they have nothing.
Nothing.
Right? So
it's actually pretty amazing when you break it down. Like, he was talking about right there.
We're a lot farther along than people want to give credit.
Well, he was talking about right there where it's, like, really hard to, like lose games as a manager every day. Like, you'll even win games you're trying to lose. Like, I feel like that about the draft sometimes. Even with certain players,
well,
like I look at it at the NFL draft, because we talk about it all the time. Even with, like, the worst draft class, there's someone that you could think of, like, a pluck is like, oh, that's actually kind of worked. Like, it's really, really hard to be that bad at drafting for that long when his whole calling card, Farhan's, was what? The draft! Was it not the international signings?
No. That's what it was supposed to be, but it wasn't.
This is the guy that traded away
Yordan Alvarez when he was with the Dodgers. This is a guy that can't find anyone. So, all right, we'll go on the other side.
No, we'll talk about it on the other side. It's going to be Dave Fleming joining us, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, and obviously voice of the team. It's going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source, and all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new Comcast Business customers can find out how to get started with 150 megabit internet and security edge for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you get a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Early termination fee applies.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854. 888-780-6854 or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information. See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions. Not available in all states.
Hey, Bills Happen! So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are you?
And we've gone too far as a society. I'm just going to say it. I'm not going to bring Dave Fleming in on this, but things need to be said at this station. Joe, I'm calling out everyone here.
Okay.
Everyone. The KCBS's is, the Live 105's is, Alice, Q, 102 Jams, everyone is being called out here. And we're going to be joined by Dave Fleming, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, Dave Fleming.
Are you saying there will be blood?
There will be blood. Daniel Day-Lewis, that's going to come after Dave. But
I watched that movie last night. It's such a classic.
Oh, I drink your milkshake.
So good.
Speaking of drinking
if
milkshake.
If I have a long straw.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's so good.
That's what the Blue Jays did to the Giants over this weekend. They drank the Giants milkshake. Mean. Dave warned us about it last week. He's mentioned the Giants the last decade plus. Their bugaboo, their Achilles heel has been coming out of the All-Star break. And Dave, good morning. Great job this weekend. Listen to you on the Roku channel yesterday as well as NBC Sports Bay Area. You warned us, and they came out, and they got swept in Toronto, Dave.
Well, I did. I do have to admit, I went back and actually looked at the, because I was just winging it when I was talking to you guys, and their record after the All-Star break isn't as bad as I thought it was. I mean, I guess I just focus on the years that I remember where they have struggled. I still think it's been an issue for this team over the last few years, just this time of year in general. Second half in general in the last, 4 or 5 years has been an issue. So this is an important week for this team. Look, this weekend, I don't want to just write it off and dismiss it because there were some disturbing things. But I also think the Blue Jays right now are just, it's just one of those teams that, they are on fire and everything they're doing is turning up aces. And so I that doesn't excuse what happened this weekend, but I think almost every team in baseball would have gone in there and gotten their rear ends handed to them. But just the way the Blue Jays are going right now, it's just one of those things. So you got to kind of lick your wounds and hope to bounce back in what is not going to be an easy place to play here in Atlanta.
So Friday, the Verlander start happens, and it just feels like he's afraid to throw the fastball in the second inning. And everybody's just losing their minds. And you know, I put out a tweet, like, what do you do with Verlander? And I'll get to him in a second. But then, like, after I take a deep breath, I watch Saturday, I watch Sunday. Okay, Logan Webb, Robbie Ray. These are two all-stars having great years. And they both got barreled up and struggled to get out of, like, the fourth or fifth inning in those games the other day. So, like, where are you at now on Verlander, having said what I said about what happened on Saturday and Sunday? Because it does, for me, I think I take a deep breath and I say, all right, well, maybe this is Toronto's just excellent. What do you do with Justin Verlander right now, Dave?
You give him the ball again this week and hope that it goes a little better. I mean, I talked to Justin yesterday, and I mean, his body is feeling good. I mean, he feels like he's strong enough physically to perform at a much higher level. I think if that weren't the case, you know, I'd be even more worried about it. You know, that's not to say that there isn't some reason for worry. The results just haven't been there. But physically, he feels like, and you look at the velocity, you look at the way the ball comes out, it doesn't look like a guy who's just falling apart. I really do think he's doing some deep dive stuff into finding a way to be a little more deceptive, whether or not he's tipping. I don't want to say that, but I think, you know, there are ways to hide the ball a little differently. And maybe when you're younger and you just have explosive stuff, that isn't quite as important. So I think, you know, he's going through a process where he's trying to tweak a few things. That's not the easiest thing to do in the middle of a season. I guess the bottom line for me is, like, unless they're going to swing a trade, and I think they would like to try to do that, but I just don't see the other option right now for this team. I think they're backed into a corner a little bit with their pitching depth. If Carson Wisenhunt had just forced the issue and was ready to go and was performing at a high level, then I think we'd be having a different conversation. But you watch the way he's pitched the last month, and it doesn't look like a guy who's ready to win a bunch of big league games. And that's not a knock. He's a young guy. He's still working his way up the ladder. But there's nobody just blowing the door down saying, pick me, I'm ready to go. I think the discussion would be a little different if that were happening.
Dave Fleming joining us here on the River Islands guest line. Dave, fast forward to 4:15 from now, West Coast time. How massive is this start for one Hayden Birdsong to stop the bleeding? And, you know, he's had how many weeks off is this guy? It felt like he's had like a couple weeks off now at this point. But Hayden Birdsong, a lot of rest. How massive a start is this for him in starting this second half and just to stop the bleeding in general on a 5-game losing streak?
Yeah, it's big for him. It's big, big for the Giants. I mean, the same issue that we just talked about with Verlander. They don't have a lot of other places to go just immediately. Now, I think long term they feel like they're going to have other options. But right now, they need both those guys to step it up. And Birdsong is totally capable of doing it. And, you know, I'm not privy to what's going on behind the scenes of, like, how they're grinding it out to try to figure out this issue where he just loses his command and it doesn't come back. His last actual start was that 4th of July weekend in Sacramento. So, yeah, you're right. You were talking about a good couple weeks plus now since he started a game, and he managed to go 5. That was like the most harrowing 5 innings you could ever watch. He was in trouble the whole time, and you just can't survive that way. You cannot. It's too high stress physically, mentally, on everybody, your catcher, your pitcher, your defense. You got to make it a little easier. It can't be, you know, like you're just hanging on for dear life the whole time. And we've seen Birdsong many times in his very young career make it look much easier. So we know it's in there. We know it is. And maybe the time off will be good for him. But they really do need him. They do.
Dave, I think a lot of people are losing their minds over the skid that they're going through right now. And, you know, I was trying to take a deep breath. I know I'm like a prisoner of the moment at all times, but I say to myself, like, look, I don't think they're as bad as this 5-game slide. I think Toronto's really good. I don't think the Giants are playing great ball right now. I do believe they've hit a wall, but I still think they can make noise. And I think overall we've underestimated how dry the cupboard was that Posey inherited in the situation. And I just looking at the draft history, looking at where their farm is, you know, it's going to be really difficult to make moves for the now. And I think that they need to approach this deadline as, yeah, I'd like to help now, but I also need to acquire something for the future. Overall, as you guys enter this crucial week, how should they look at this deadline? Should it be all about the now, or do they have to also keep their eye on the future?
The only way I could see them being a sell team, like you know, a team that sells a few pieces to maybe get a younger player, the way that happens is if they lose every game from here until then. I mean, I just don't see Buster feeling like this is a team to give up pieces. They're not deep enough, and I think that is a major issue. What you led in with, it's not to say, like, look, I, you know, for all the Giants player development people, the scouting director Farhan, everybody who came before this year, I mean, this roster has Elliot Ramos and Patrick Bailey and Casey Schmidt and Landon Roop and Hayden Birdsong and Walker and all these guys. I mean, like, the Giants have developed good major league players. They have, but a really healthy organization and system has a constant supply of reserves near the top level, maybe not star level, maybe not, you know, any a guy who you think is going to be a superstar at some point, but somebody, the issue we were just talking about, somebody where, hey, you need a starter, you got a guy you can tap on the shoulder and say, come take a couple starts and keep us in a game and compete at this level. And right now the Giants don't have a AAA roster that feels that way. You know, you were hoping by this point that Marco Luciano would be one of those guys and Tyler Fitzgerald would be one of those guys. And to a degree, Luis Matos would be a guy who could be taken every day at bats. And the fact that none of those guys has really taken that leap has left them thin at the top. So all of that said, I just don't think that they're in the mindset to punt on this season in any way. And I think selling doesn't have to be punting on a season. Look at what the Tigers did last year. You know, the Tigers were kind of middling and they sold a couple pitchers and they went on a run and made the playoffs and it springboarded them into this year. So I don't want to frame it exactly like that. I guess I should just keep it positive and say the Giants believe in this team. They want to add to this team as opposed to, you know, take away a veteran player or two, and they don't have enough options where I think it'd be very hard for Buster and Zach to say, sell off a reliever, sell off a player and have somebody step into that void and maybe use a deal to springboard to another deal. I just don't think they have the maneuverability to do that right now.
No, I think that's a fair point. And I don't know. I always feel you got to give to get, especially if you want something of significance under team control. And so you got to get creative here as we approach it. And I'm looking at three guys, right? It's Adames, it's Chapman, and it's Devers. And so to me, whatever you're looking at, short-term, long-term, whatever, has got to complement those three. And I'm looking at Devers right now, and clearly the lack of just having a leadoff guy is really hurt this team. I mean, just a table setter, that is what they need. That is like one of the most important things that they need right now. But Rafael Devers, what are you seeing from him right now? Because I could feel the frustration from Giants fans right now.
Much better. I mean, I thought this weekend was really encouraging for him. He hit the ball hard all weekend, took swings that looked like Rafael Devers. Now, there was a key at bat late in the game yesterday where he had a couple pitches to hit and did not hit them. And, you know, it happens. It happens to the very best hitters where you go through stretches where you don't take advantage of the pitches that you think you should crush. But I thought overall, he looked way more like the normal Devers this weekend than what we saw before. So I'm hoping that even just those few days off have helped him kind of get the back thing calmed down. Now, the problem is, you know, the season grinds on, and you don't get a lot of – from here till the end of the year, he's not going to get time off. I mean, that guy, whatever you think about Devers, like, he wants to be in there. That guy plays. I think we counted it up. Devers has missed three at-bats this year, three. He got pinch hit for twice in blowout games with the Red Sox, where they were down by like double digits, and so they took him out of the game late. And one time I think they pinch ran for him late in a game, and so he missed an at-bat. He's missed three at-bats this year. That guy, he wants to be in every day. It's part of the reason why the Giants traded for him, but it also makes it hard when you're beat up because you don't give your body a chance to recover. I thought it was encouraging. I think we're going to see Rafi Devers produce for this team. I know that we're going to see that long term. The big question is he healthy enough to do it in the short term? I hope so.
Talking with Dave Fleming here on the Morning Roast as he joins us each and every week, courtesy of River Islands. We had to move Dave up. Usually he's on Thursday, but, I mean, the panic meter is set in for the orange and black fan base here that we had to move you to Monday, Dave. We'll get back to the Giants in a second. I did want to touch on something that we were talking about in opening up the show with, kind of, in regards to the Open and Scottie Scheffler, and it was the GOAT conversation. And not to say that, you know, Scottie Scheffler is touching Tiger Woods right now. Scottie was asked about it yesterday. He's like, dude, it's my fourth major win as he won the Open yesterday for the first time in his career. Tiger's got 15. Don't even compare us. But I do think it's a fun conversation to talk about the gap between, like, you know, in given sports, like golf, basketball. We love to have the GOAT conversation and who's closed the gap the most in their given sport. And we talked to John Smoltz earlier, obviously Hall of Famer, Braves legend, Fox broadcaster, right? And he even talked about Shohei Ohtani potentially closing that gap within the next 5 years. You think there's an athlete right now, because you're so well-versed in all the major sports, individual and team, you think there's a player right now that has the opportunity to close the GOAT gap in their given sport?
Well, Scheffler definitely does. You know, we've watched these two guys in tennis. Those two guys are going to dominate tennis for the next many, many years, it looks to me like. So I think those two guys are going to be it someday in the conversation.
Sinner and Alcaraz,
Yeah. I think Nikola Jokic has a chance to be way higher on the list than anybody acknowledges. And maybe Giannis also, probably Giannis. Basketball is kind of the easiest one for those superstar guys to, it just is a little clearer to me in that sport than in other sports. Baseball, Ohtani, but, you know, Aaron Judge has already done it, I think. I think Aaron Judge, the three of us have talked about this year. It's crazy how underappreciated he is. I mean, everybody knows he's a star. But I don't believe people – he plays for the Yankees, and he's a home run hitter in that uniform in that city, and yet I just think we're still underappreciating how much of an all-time great Aaron Judge is. All-time great. Like, he's having seasons that players other than Bonds and Ruth and Gehrig and
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Mays and a few others, he's having some of the greatest seasons of all time. And he's doing it again this year. It is a fun debate, but Scottie Scheffler is, he's on his way. I mean, golf is, in a way, golf is kind of the easiest one, I think, to tear off. And there, it's a pretty small list of the true all-time greatest golfers. I mean, I don't think it's that hard to come up with the top 6 or 7 or 10 or whatever. And Scottie's 4 majors away from easily being in that group, easily, and he's going to get there. I mean, this guy's swing is built to last. His body is held up. He posts. He doesn't get hurt. Scottie Scheffler's going to be an all-time great.
A guy we're hoping to be an all-time great, who we haven't brought up in, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, Bryce Eldridge. He finished up his rehab stint. He went back to AAA, didn't play last night. Man, I just wonder, like, with this injury, the setback, I thought that there was maybe a scenario where he can come up and help this team. What's going to happen, you think? If you had to just guess, I mean, you're purely guessing here, but what do you think happens with Bryce Eldridge the rest of the way here?
I think there is still a chance for him to get up here and help this team. The health obviously is a big issue for him, and you know it's always concerning when a young guy gets hurt. Now these have been, you know, it's a couple hamstring injuries and a weird wrist thing, and like it's not like that's something that you feel like is going to be a long-term career alterer. I don't think anybody believes that with the Giants. Sometimes, you know, kid's 20, he's literally 20 years old. You know, your body's still growing. Like sometimes you got to wait for a little while just for his body to fill out and get a little stronger and balance out. So I think that's happening, but it is predicated for him on staying on the field. I do think that there's a chance that the Giants still believe that he can help them this year, or on the flip side, that there's a real chance that they want to get him a taste of the big leagues this season so that he can be ready to really help them next year.
The biggest issue, and we can talk about this in a few weeks, is this new, you know, the new in the last few years, September roster gives you so much less ability to get a guy up. You get two extra spots, basically. And usually it's a catcher and a pitcher, or, you know, a pitcher and one other guy. It's hard to, it's really hard to get a guy up in the way that you used to with the September roster expansion. So that'll be something that I think Buster and Zach really wrestle with over the next few weeks. But the first step is get on the field and start to show again that he's healthy, because look, this guy's season, I know Giants fans probably don't follow it that closely, in 19 turning 20 at Double A, to be arguably the best hitter in that league is really impressive. Like, that predicts big time success in the future. The guys, the list of players at his age who did what he did in Double A is a very impressive list. And then he went up to Triple A and struggled for about 10 days and, you know, kind of got adjusted to all the breaking stuff and the difference of competition level up there. And then right before he got hurt, he had, what, like five games of multi-hits and lots of extra base hits and lots of power, and looked like it had taken him about a week and he was adjusting to that level. I mean, those are really good signs that you've got a guy with the aptitude to do it at the highest level. He's got franchise-changing talent. He's the best hitting prospect the Giants have had since Buster Posey, and it's not close. And I think he's going to make a big impact on this franchise. It's just a question of when.
So we're hoping that he has a Dave Fleming-like trajectory, getting a start when he's a young broadcaster and running away with it. Am I right, Dave? Look at that comp. Come on. That's what we're hoping for. Good stuff this morning, Dave. We greatly appreciate it.
Don't put that on Bryce Elder. The ceiling is a lot higher for him. Dave, a lot higher.
Dave, on your way out the door, you got, like, I just wrote down, you got, obviously, Matos has been up and down a lot, but Luciano, Wade Meckler was playing second base, but he was an outfielder. Grant McCray, Hunter Bishop. Any of these guys can maybe help right now? I'm just asking out loud. I don't know the answer. It might sound foolish, but you're talking about AAA, and they've got so many outfielders. I just wonder if one of these guys might get a look.
I wish I had a more positive answer. I just don't think so. I mean, I just don't think anybody has forced the issue. Luciano, I will say this about Marco. He's crushed left-handed pitching in the last couple months down there. Crushed it.
They need that.
And with the Giants, you know, with the Giants struggling against lefties, I bet there's at least some discussion going on, like, can we find a way to get this guy some at-bats against lefties here? He'd be the one, and I think Marco deserves some credit. Like, it has not been the career to this point that the Giants were hoping for, that he was hoping for. He's looking way more like a guy who's not going to be the franchise changer that the Giants were hoping. But he's still young, and he's had a positive step forward this year, and he's finally back to hitting the ball with power. Like, he's got 20 home runs or whatever. That's a pretty good number in 100 games, even in the PCL. So I guess I'll say Marco would be the guy on that list of, you're looking for help against lefties. They're the lowest batting average against lefties in baseball, the Giants do. I mean, that makes no sense to me with the roster that they have. It's just crazy that they can't hit left-handers, and it's very frustrating for everybody. And they're trying to figure out how they can change that, and maybe Marco gets a chance because of that, maybe.
Hey, Dave, great stuff. Good luck on the calls this week. We'll do it again next week, man.
Okay, talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. That's Dave Fleming, Giants broadcaster, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider, courtesy of River Island's guest line there. Dave Fleming, some good stuff on, you know, the open, on Aaron Judge, underappreciated, but good stuff on just in general where the Giants are at right now. They're just not in a great position when it comes to the assets on the team. They just aren't. It might just be one of those things where you're talking about, it takes, you got to, you know, give to get, if you will. I just don't know if they're in a position to give up anything right now.
It's a totally fair point. Like, everyone's losing their minds about Yas. Yas is like one of your better OBP guys, and he's one of the few guys at the top of the lineup. Like, I don't love him as a leadoff hitter. I want him as like a fourth outfielder.
Correct.
but you really don't have a true leadoff hitter.
It's almost like the Brandon Pajemski thing where he's misplaced, if you will. Not to say that they're the like for like.
No,
the same.
It's
a different
point.
Sport. But like Pajemski ideally is like a backup point guard and like a sixth or seventh man. He's not your starting point guard in the second round of the Western Conference playoffs, Joe.
It just sucks. Like, you know, Ramos was from the prior regime. They drafted him in the first round. Okay. 2018, you draft Joey Bart. Had to get rid of him.
Beep, beep.
Had to get rid of him.
Had to.
I mean, boy, you wouldn't. Would you rather have Joey Bart or Kisner right now?
No, Joey Bart.
Right?
I feel and much better about
they're
that.
They're both not great, but better than, you know, Bart's better than Kisner. 2019, you took Hunter Bishop, 10th overall.
Damn. It's a cool name.
27 years old, stuck in AAA.
Damn.
Six home runs, batting 250. Like, I listened.
I mean, he was the local guy, right? San Carlos. We all thought he was going to be the guy, and just hasn't worked out.
2020, Pat Bailey.
Mm. I worry you out, Pat Bailey. He's just been underwhelming.
I think he's a backup catcher.
Well, Sam said something earlier. We both kind of scoffed at it, but he said, can you get anything for Patrick Bailey? No, can you dangle Patrick Bailey for anything right now? And I was like, well, in this scenario, if you're using like a dangler like a fish, you'd get like a goldfish in return. So nothing. You'd get a big nothing burger back.
No, look, we know these drafts aren't just one player deep, but I'm just giving you a snapshot because I don't want to go too deep on it. But
right.
Will Bednar, right-handed pitcher. Stuck in AA. Okay. Wow. That was 2021.
That's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
All right. Yeah. Reggie Crawford, torn labrum, who also had a Tommy John. He's pitched like a year, basically, and has been injured on both ends of that sandwich of just, it's just been bad. Like Bryce Eldridge, first baseman, 2023. You know, that was a first round pick. That was good. James Tibbs, you just traded him away.
Gone.
And you got Rafael Devers. They just don't have a lot. They don't have a lot to give up. So I know I want to like trade stuff and I want to get rid of stuff and I want to, but as much as it might pain their big league team right now in terms of lineup, hey, surrender Ramos. In the right deal, I might have to. And I might just have to roll the dice on Luciano in left field or Matos in left field. If you want to get a team controlled starter, the best avenue to get it might be to have to surrender someone like Elliot Ramos. And I know that sucks. I don't want to get rid of him. It sounds crazy, but you have to give to get, and they don't have a lot of stuff in their cupboard that people want.
Well, what if they kept Ramos and they addressed that in the offseason? Right?
Address
getting, you know, a pitcher? Hot stove. Yeah, getting a pitcher in the offseason.
Well, what do we know about what happens in free agency when it comes to these pitchers?
I mean,
it costs you a boatload.
It might.
And those guys typically aren't re-signed by their organization for a reason.
Well, I say that only because maybe, not that you have buyer's remorse, but maybe you revisit if a team's willing to take on the contract of a Jung-Hoo Lee in the offseason, a Willy Adames. We'll see where things are at. I mean, it'd be rough to just, if you're Buster Posey, having a one-and-done with a Willy Adames. But again, as you're saying, maybe you have to bite the bullet on some of these things. I'm saying that because I'd rather keep Ramos because he has all those
yields. And he's inexpensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. And he's 25. He's going to be 26 soon. Like, I'd like to keep a homegrown guy that's worked, that has been an all-star. Like, ripping the Band-Aid off of that just feels like, man, you've been asking for so long for an everyday lineup, all-star, homegrown
guy. No doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.